For those that are just gathering in, we're singing together some of our carols. And our last one that we're going to sing is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. But just before you sing, the instrumentalists are going to play the first verse for us. Voices to it. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. Second verse, I'm going to ask the instrumentalist to drop out after the first line. I want to hear how well you're singing tonight. On verse 2,
Christ my highest heaven adored. Late in life, behold him come, offspring of the virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity. Pleased with man, with us to dwell. Jesus, our Emmanuel. Hark the herald angels sing.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Here we are, Christmas Eve 2018. You excited? Well, we're excited to be here and so glad that you're here. To those who call First Baptist Church home and to our guests tonight, thank you for coming as we've gathered. We've been waiting a long time for tonight. This is a special Christmas Eve service. We're excited to share the good news, the story of God coming to earth, His Son Jesus Christ being sent for us. We remember tonight that we're a needy people. We're needy people, and God has said, I'm going to meet your need. He said, I'm going to send the Savior to save the world, to save those who put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. So the scriptures that you hear, the songs that we sing tonight, the prayers that we pray are going to celebrate all of that. And just remember that Jesus Christ has come to this earth. So we want you to be encouraged. We're going to sing our songs, and we're going to remember. We're going to gather around. We're going to come back to Bethlehem, to the manger. We're going to remember the story. We're going to hear what God did in His rescue plan for the earth. Let's stand together. We're going to sing and worship the Lord on this special, this wonderful, this holy night. Tonight, come on. song. Remember that night? Wonderful, special holy night. We lift our voices and praise God. Can we pray together tonight as we start this service? Come before the Lord. Join me as I pray. Father, thank you for bringing us to this night, this special night, this divine night. We thank you, Lord, for this night and for all that it represents. God, we rejoice with the shepherds over the good news of Jesus' birth. We join in the praises of the angel choir, saying glory to God in the highest. Lord, thank you for the hope that you bestow, the peace that you bring, the love that you pour out, and the joy that you give. Most of all, Father, we praise you for Jesus, the Word made flesh for us. And Lord, we cherish tonight, we remember the greatest gift ever given, your only Son, the light of the world. Lord, I pray tonight that we would not, tonight or any night, ever take this gift for granted. Lord, may our songs of praise never fade. May we treasure Christ and your goodness in our hearts always. So Lord, bless this gathering. Thank you for everybody who's come. Thank you for bringing everybody here tonight. And Lord, I pray that your peace and your joy would ring in their hearts and you'd pour your love upon us as we celebrate Christ the Lord, the newborn King. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you take a seat? I want to read some scripture to you from Matthew chapter 1. This is the Christmas story. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly.
But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Tonight is the night that we remember Emmanuel has come. We've been in the season of Advent for these last 4 weeks on Sundays. And tonight we light the final candle in our Advent display here. And I'm going to invite Elisha and Natalie to come as we light the large white candle in the middle, representing the Lord Jesus Christ, who is, as we've already said, he's the light of the world.
We are here on Christmas Eve. The expectation is over, and the celebration has begun. Our Savior is born. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Our God has come to us. Our God has come for us. The eternal Son of God, so infinite in power and authority, and so rich in glory, was born in poverty, obscurity, and humility. He came because of his love for humanity, for you and for me. He came to be our Savior, to make us his sons and daughters. Jesus is the one we have waited for and longed for, the one who gives us peace, love, hope, and most certainly joy. All our hopes fulfilled in his whole and magnificent life. Luke 2:10-11 says, and the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David our Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And the angels burst into the night sky and declared Jesus' arrival to the shepherds. What joy and awe there was in those words. God has come to us. Salvation is here. Darkness is defeated, and for the light has come. Tonight, we light this last candle, the large white candle, which represents Jesus in celebration and joy because he is the center of all things. He is the light of the world. He's the Father's perfect gift. He is Jesus, and he is our Savior and God.
Let's pray. Jesus, thank you that you stepped into that ordinary night, left your kingly throne, wrapped yourself in human skin, and were born into a cold human experience. Our joy can now be complete. The wait is over. Lord, we bow before you tonight as the wise men once did. But what gifts do we bring? What can we possibly offer the King of Kings? In surrender and humbleness, we give you our very lives. May we bring glory to you. May we point others to the beauty of your coming and declare to them the good news of your life, death, and resurrection. Fill us this night with a new fervent love and awe of you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much. We're going to invite our children to come forward now. And we have just, even yesterday, celebrated the joy that Christmas brings, because that's who Jesus is. This is the song that they're going to sing for us. Why don't you just express your appreciation to the kids as they come on up here.
Seconded a homeschooling choir, and it was to bless some seniors at the Leacock Care Center. And she chose this song, and it has really blessed us profoundly. Some of us that will remain nameless can't get through it without tearing up or crying during practices. And so we just hope that it blesses you as much as it blesses us. Thanks.
God's
thank you, boys and girls, and bigger people as well. No shortage of enthusiasm in that song. If you ever want to sing in the choir, you just grab the mic and do whatever you want. Well, if you attend this church, you know we have lots and lots of kids in our two campuses, and that was just a small sampling of them, and good moment to say thank you to the people that work with our children, teaching them God's word and singing songs of praise. Why don't we stand together?
Flesh and blood.
Ahead and take a seat. All right, thank you, Alyssa and team, and Pastor Paul was going to come and do the message. I don't see him there, but I think he may have gone to Shoppers Drug Mart to buy some last minute gifts, so good luck at that. There's not much left. Actually, that's the bad news. The good news is that Paul's grandfather, Grandpa Carter, is going to be here as a guest in Pastor Paul's place tonight. So I am going to welcome, and maybe you can welcome as well, Grandpa Carter to come and share the message with us tonight. Grandpa Carter, is that you?
It is me. It's good to see you.
Well, it's good to see you, too. What's happened with the hair since I last saw you?
Oh, well, you know, I won't lie to you. It can get away from me at times.
Yeah, that's not my problem. But
great to be here. Thanks for having me with you. This isn't a candlelight service, is it?
Well, other than that, no. Stay away
good.
From that
I'm
stuff.
Feeling very flammable for some reason.
Hopefully it's fire retardant.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, good to be with you. You're not staying there, are you? You make me nervous.
No, I'm going to move, actually.
All right.
I just wanted to make sure you're okay getting here at your age and all that stuff.
I appreciate that. Well, it's good to be with you, boys and girls. Everyone here, I can see very clearly. You, I'm taking on faith, but it is good to be here. And tonight, if you don't mind, boys and girls, I'd like to tell you a story. Now, you might think that it is two stories, or maybe even three stories, but actually, it's just one story. It is the story. It's the story that we've been singing about already tonight. It is the one story that runs all the way through the pages of your Bible. And it's the story of the seed and the serpent. And it begins, as all good stories do, a very long time ago in a place very far from here. A king and a queen had been deceived by a wicked serpent into giving up their royal reign. And they became slaves of the wicked tyrant. But there was a prophecy given by God himself that one day a child would be born to a woman, a true daughter of Eve, who would defeat that wicked serpent and who would return the kingdom to their rightful human rulers and banish all wickedness from the realm. As the poor king and queen were exiled from their kingdom, they held to this promise and they waited for the day when it would be fulfilled. But the serpent was watching and waiting too. And he tried many times to destroy the family of the king and the queen, making it impossible for the baby to ever be born in the world. The closest he ever came was perhaps in the days of King Ahaziah. Now, King Ahaziah was not the king that had been promised by God. He was a fearful man and a wicked man. And when he became king, he murdered all of his brothers lest they challenge him for the throne. And what a small and pathetic throne it was. He ruled over only a tiny fragment of the kingdom that had been ruled by the original king and queen. And he didn't believe in the legend of the wicked serpent. And so he fell under the spell of an evil queen named Athaliah, who was a secret agent of the serpent. One day, the wicked king went to visit another wicked king who lived far in the north. But before he could arrive, he and all of his attendants were fallen upon by bandits and slain. When the wicked woman Athaliah heard that the king was dead, she rose up and destroyed all the king's household. She sent her guards throughout the palace, and one by one she murdered all the sons belonging to the king. But one child, one baby boy, slipped through her fingers. The king had a sister named Jehoshabeth, and she had hidden the king's son, her nephew, a baby boy named Joash. The guards searched for him, high and low, but they could not find him. Jehoshabeth smuggled baby Joash into the temple and gave him into the charge of her husband, Jehoiada, the high priest. And together they raised the royal baby in secret, while the wicked queen Athaliah scoured the kingdom from east to west and from north to south in order to put him to death. And then one day, when Joash was 7 years old, Jehoiada the high priest summoned all the guards of the temple, and he gave to them spears and shields that had once belonged to the greatest warrior and king of the realm. And armed with these fierce and holy weapons, they surrounded the young boy and marched him out to the temple grounds. Jehoiada put a crown upon his head, and they blew their trumpets, and the people cheered, and the priests proclaimed, "Long live the king." When the wicked queen Athaliah heard the sound of the trumpets and the shouting of the priests, she knew that she had failed in her attempt to stamp out the line of the king. She ran into the temple and she saw young Joash seated upon his throne, surrounded by the guards, blowing their trumpets and proclaiming their loyalty to the realm. And in a flash, she knew that she had failed. "Treason! Treason!" she shouted, but no one listened. Jehoiada the high priest immediately dispatched a company of soldiers, and they seized the wicked queen, dragged her out of the temple, and executed her upon the stones of the city she had meant to rule. And the young prince, Joash, reigned secure. He became king. He grew up and married a princess and had many sons and daughters. And thus, the family line of the first king and queen still endured. But the serpent did not slumber, nor did he sleep. He knew that he may have lost this battle, but he had not lost the war. So he watched and waited for another opportunity to destroy his enemy and to seize forever the kingdom he desired. Many years passed by. The line of Joash, the line of the first king and queen, once again fell into ruin. A puppet king sat upon the throne, another agent of the wicked serpent. But there was yet a true son of the old king and a true daughter of the old queen. They were engaged to be married, but they had not yet come together. The Lord visited them and promised them that they would have a child, that they would have the child. Their child would be the one who was promised so long ago. Their child would be the one who would defeat the serpent and restore the kingdom to its rightful human rulers. And so the Holy Spirit came upon the young girl, and she was with child. As in the days of Joash, the wicked servants of the serpent sought for the child in order to put him to death. The puppet king sent his soldiers into a city where it was said that the child would be born, and they killed every baby boy that they could find. But the young woman and the young man escaped, and they hid the child and raised him up in obscurity. The child grew and became a man, but no one knew who he was. He moved among his people, and yet he was always and ever their king. He fed them, he taught them, he healed them, and he saved them. He did for them what they could never do for themselves, and he paid for what they had done in his body on the cross. That king died for his people. He died to break the curse that the old king and queen had brought upon the land when they were deceived by the wicked serpent into disobeying their Lord. In dying for his people, the unknown king broke the power of their enemy forever. He died so that they could live. He bore the curse that had blighted and broken the realm. He bore death itself down to death, but on the third day, he rose again. And for the first time, his people began to recognize him as their rightful king. And he told those people to spread the word of his victory, to blow their trumpets, and to shine their lights, and to tell the world that the king had come so that they could be free. And having done all that he had come to do, the good king went back into heaven. But before he did, he promised that he would come again. He would return to reign over the whole realm forever. And just like the boy king Joash, when he returned, he would be surrounded by guards and priests and warriors and trumpets would sound and his enemies would flee, but just as on that day, they would not be able to escape from his terrible wrath. The great serpent will be thrown down alive into the lake of fire, and all his agents and allies with him. And the good king, the God king, will reign with his people in his glorious kingdom forever. Now, I'm guessing that all you smart little boys and girls already know the name of this very special king. His name, of course, is Jesus. And it is his birth that we celebrate tonight. Tonight, we remember that we were born to rule. Tonight, we remember that we have an enemy, and this world is not now the way it was created to be. But tonight, we also remember that God always keeps his promises. He watches over his word patiently in order to perform it. And we remember tonight that even when the plan of God appears to be all but defeated, even when the people of God appear to be all but destroyed by the forces of our enemy, God always has his one. And God plus one is always an overwhelming force, even when that one is a tiny little baby. But most of all, tonight, we remember Jesus. We remember that he is the one. He is the child who was promised so very long ago. And he came to save us just as God promised he would do. And we remember that Jesus promised to come back. And if he kept his promise the first time, then we can be sure that he will keep his promise again. So it doesn't matter how dark it gets outside. And it doesn't matter how many people forget. We know that Jesus is coming again. He will sit on the throne of the world and restore all things to their intended beauty and glory. All those who oppose him will be removed from his kingdom forever. And all those who know him and love him will shine like the stars in the kingdom of their Father forever. That is the story of the seed and the serpent. That is the greatest story ever told. That is the big story inside of which the Christmas story finds its proper place and meaning. That is the story that the big people call the gospel, and that is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let me pray for you before you go. Our Heavenly Father, tonight is a special night. It's a special night for a lot of different reasons. It's a special night because we'll be together with family, because we'll eat good food, because we'll sing songs and open presents and have fun. But Lord, most of all, we do all of those things in reflection of the most important thing, as we remember that tonight is the night so many years ago when you kept your promise and you gave the gift that changed the world. When you came and did for us what we could never do for ourselves. And you came to die and to pay for what we had done in your body on the cross. But you rose again and you promised that you would come again. Having defeated our enemy, you will return to restore all things and to rule over us and with us forever. Lord, tonight we want to remember, we want to enter into the wonder, and we want to give you the praise and the thanks that you are due. And we offer these to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, boys and girls, for having me with you.
Why don't we just thank Grandpa Carter for sharing that story with us. Well, we want to... conclude with one song before we're finished tonight. Some of you will know the song. It was written probably close to 300 years ago with a little piece that was written a few years ago. It goes like this. We rejoice in you, Lord, you fill our hearts with the wonder of your love. Lord, you have filled our hearts with the wonder of your love. Let's stand together. Share this, he reigns tonight.
Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs rejoice. What fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains. Repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy.
We rejoice. Lord, you fill our hearts with the wonder of your love. Lord, you have filled our hearts with the wonder of your love. Your love. No more let sins and sorrows, no thorns infest the ground. He comes to lay his blessings flow. Far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. We rejoice in you, Lord, you fill our hearts with the wonder of your love. Lord, you wonder of your love. Oh, your love. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love. Glad you could be with us tonight. And if you're here today and you're visiting, maybe you're here with your family,
We want to let you know, we are just so happy that you're here, and we have a gift for you. And if you want to find that gift, when you go out those doors, look for a friendly man with a red beard who has a llama on his sweater. You're going to find him. He's the best dressed man here. Pastor Evan would love to see you, and he's got some gifts for you. So please do come and take those. And we want to invite you to join us again next Sunday. We'll be here all together, Redeemer Campus, First Baptist Campus, here at 10 a.m. And then the following week, we'll be back to our normal service time, 9:30 here, 11 at Redeemer. We would love to see you again. But for now, we've got some kids who are itching, who are wondering how long I'm going to speak. I'm going to pray for us now, and we're going to go. Let's bow our heads. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he lift up the light of his countenance to shine upon you. And may he be gracious unto you and give you peace. Go in peace. You are dismissed.